like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Sorme Marjouri on the line, and she is the Senior Manager in Study Recruitment Optimization over at Arena Pharmaceuticals. Sorme, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at Arena Pharmaceuticals, but before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. So how'd you get started in business and in your career?
It really started in college when I was a biology major, pre-med, and I knew I didn't want to go to medical school, but I really loved the research side of science and did a couple internships and ended up going to grad school studying public health and entered the industry working for a huge medical device company out of Minneapolis, and that's how I really got my foot in the door with clinical research and industry, and that's really why I'm here today.
So I think, you know, healthcare, specifically pharmaceuticals, many different, I mean, when we say the word healthcare, I mean, that's a huge industry. There's every different position and or job under that umbrella, if you will. And it's obviously going to be getting more and more important, and it's definitely a growth sector in the overall world economy. That being said, there's some younger, you know, some younger listeners that are maybe just graduating college or they're thinking about, you know, what's next in their career and time horizon. What kind of advice would you give them or insight would you give them? Obviously, with you having the benefit of hindsight of kind of what a career going in that direction looks like in pharmaceuticals, whether it's on the career, or it's on the research side or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. I think the most important advice I was given that I think would help the younger generation is always keep an open mind and be flexible. I certainly had an idea and a plan of what I wanted to do after college, but it was around 2008 when the economy totally crashed, and it was unexpected for, I think, most of us. And a lot of my plans did not end up playing out the way I wanted. But I think having an open mind at that time and being flexible with some other opportunities and options was really what brought me on a very unique journey and somewhere that I really just couldn't have even mapped out at that point in time. And establishing relationships with others and finding a good mentor was really helpful during that time.
I love that advice, and I find, and I've actually talked to quite a few people that have gone in the pharmaceutical direction on in different areas, and they're like, you know, I had a plan, and it just was a little bit different than I thought, but I ended up there where I wanted to be. So it's great advice. I love it. Let's switch it up a bit. Let's get a little bit more into what you're doing over at Arena Pharmaceutical. So first, tell me a little bit more about the company, please.
Yeah, so the company is headquartered out of San Diego, California, and it's been around for about 20 years. They've been in drug discovery and development and actually had a drug that was commercially released a while back that didn't do as well. And the company hired a new CEO a few years ago, and it's really been in a restartup mode. I know we always hear about startup, but it's been really interesting to be in a restartup environment where we've got a lot of veterans and historians from the good old days. And the therapeutic areas that we're looking into right now are in the gastrointestinal and dermatological space. And so the company is globally based as well and has offices around the U.S.
Is there any kind of trends that you're noticing in your from your vantage point, just being in that arena? Anything you care to comment on?
I think that it's an exciting time in clinical research and development specifically, which is the area that I'm in within my company. And there's given a lot of digital health and technologies out there. We're really seeing those two areas intersect And I think when people think of clinical research, they think, you know, scientists in a lab and testing things out and experimenting and just looking over all these data sets and doing analysis. And it sounds maybe not as exciting as some would think, but I really think that we're headed to a very innovative space with research, which is kind of where I'm more involved in and what makes me really excited to come to work every day.
Oh, no, I completely agree. I mean, I it's not my background, but I interview quite a few people in the healthcare field from different angles. And to me, when we think about data, when we think about machine learning, when we think about AI, when we think about all these things, combining it with our scientific method and process, just how everything fits together. I tell people all the time, I'm like, man, I'm excited to get older now. I was kind of a little scared before, but now I'm like, there's a lot of smart people working on making our lives better as we need healthcare more and more going forward as we just naturally age, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I know it's incredible to see how even, you know, within biotech pharma, which is just one piece of the pie when it comes to healthcare, how this space is really transforming how healthcare systems are set up, how hospitals we run, how we get our own information as patients. It's just absolutely incredible to see that. It's an exciting time for sure.
And data management, like on the research side, in terms of just even the laboratory environment, how much I remember in college, my one of my roommates was a bio major, and he and I remember thinking about, well, even when he was talking about back then versus now, just technology in the lab setting and how quickly things are moving, just blows my mind on how quickly things can be processed now.
Yeah, and you know, I don't work in the lab setting as much these days. I know when I first dipped my toe into research as an intern, I was more in the lab. But just from, speaking to some experts from the lab space, it's incredible to hear about how much advancement has been made.
So May, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on Arena Pharmaceuticals or to learn more, what's the best way for them to get that info or to connect?
So you can go onto our company website. It's arenafarm.com, or you can contact me on LinkedIn, and I'm happy to have any conversation or answer any questions that people may have.
That's awesome. Well, Surmay, I appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work you're doing over at Arena Pharmaceuticals. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Surmay, thanks again for coming on the show.